And Jesus went about all the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every sickness. But when he saw the crowds, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were harassed and scattered, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest indeed is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore that the Lord of the harvest will send out laborers into his harvest." Chapter 10. And he called to himself his 12 disciples, and gave them authority over unclean spirits, to cast them out, and to heal every disease and every sickness. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these. The first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, and James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. Jesus sent these 12 out, and commanded them, saying, "Do not go among the non-Jews, and do not enter into any city of the Samaritans. Rather, go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, proclaim, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is near.' Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you received, freely give. Do not take any gold, nor silver, nor bronze in your money belts. Take no bag for your journey, neither two coats, nor shoes, nor staff, for the laborer is worthy of his food. And into whatever city or village you enter, find out who in it is worthy, and stay there until you go on. And as you enter into the household, greet it. And if the household is worthy, let your peace come on it, but if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whoever does not receive you, nor hear your words, as you leave that house or that city, shake off the dust from your feet. Truly I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Look, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore be wise as serpents, and harmless as doves.